Good morning.
早上好。
We were led yesterday to pick this psalm, Worthy is Lamb.
昨天我被引导选了这首诗歌，羔羊是配。
And not knowing that this is the same burden this morning in Lord's table.
但是我当时并不知道，今天早上饼杯聚会大家的负担也是羔羊是配。
And this is amazing how the Holy Spirit has led us.
这就是何等奇妙，原来圣灵可以这样带领我们。
And welcome those college saints coming back to Houston.
欢迎那些大学生们回到休斯顿。
And whether you will stay here for the rest of the summer or you are here for a few weeks, make most of this opportunity to have more fellowship.
不管你是整个夏天在这里，或者只是回来几个星期，愿意我们抓住这个时机。
And we.Are extremely glad to see you here.
我们真是因为你们的同在而受祝福。
Congratulate for those who graduated recently.
而且也来祝贺这些刚刚毕业的学生们。
And may the pillar of cloud will continue to lead you.
愿意这云柱一直来带领你们。
Also, we are a little bit sad. Some of college grad would leave us.
那我们同时也有一些悲伤，因为有一些大学毕业生要离开我们。
They graduate will return to their states.
他们因为毕业要回到他们原先的所在的地方。
And let's make the most out of opportunity this morning to have more fellowship.
所以愿意我们今天早上抓住更多的机会，能有更多的交通。
Last month we shared on the subject of life in the wilderness.
上一周我们分享的
上一个 month
哦，上一个月我们所交通的是在旷野里的生活。
And the burden this morning is the services in the wilderness.
今天早上的负担是在旷野里面的服事。
Let's turn to the scripture, beginning with Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1.
让我们打开圣经一起来看第一处章节是在利未记第一章第一节
And we're not going to read a lot but we're going to read just one verse first verse
我们不会在这里读很多只读这里面的第一节
Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting saying
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西对他说
We don't have time to read the detail but we'd like to point outThe entire book of Leviticus is the Lord's saying.
那我不想花时间，我们再读更多的章节。但是我要说，整本利未记讲的就是耶和华向摩西所说的话。
And the whole book of Leviticus is a calling.
整本利未记是一个呼召。
And we're going to talk about that calling this morning.
今天早上我们要讲的就是这个呼召。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 4.
然后我们再翻到民数记第四章。
Numbers chapter 4 verse 1 to verse 3.
民数记第四章的第一到第三节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Take a census of the descendants of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, by their families, by their fathers' households, from 30 years and upward, even to 50 years old.All who entered the service to do the work in the tent of meeting.
耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说：“你从利未人中将歌辖子孙的总数，照他们的家世宗族，从30岁直到50岁，凡前来任职在会幕里办事的，全都计算。”
Start with 24th verse of the same chapter to 26.
然后我们再来读同一章的24到26节。
This is the service of the families of Jeshonites in serving and in carrying. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tent of meeting, with its covering and the covering of the proposed skin and that is on top of it, and the screen for the doorway of the tent of meeting, and the hangings of the court, and the screen for the doorway.Of the gate of the court, which is around the tabernacle, and the altars, and their courts, and all the equipments for their service, and all that is to be done, they shall perform.
这里讲是格顺人各族所办的事，所抬的物乃是这样：他们要抬帐幕的幔子和会幕，并会幕的盖和其上的海狗皮，和会幕的门帘、院子的围子和门帘、绳子，并所用的器具，无论是做什么用的，他们都要经理。
Chapter 4 again, verse 29 through 32.
还是在第四章29到32节。
As for the sons Merari, you shall number them by their families, by their father's households, from 30 years and up or even to 50 years old. You shall number them, everyone who enters the service to do the work of the tent of meeting. Now, this is the duty of their loads. For all their service in the tent of meeting, the boards of the tabernacle, and its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, and the pillars around the court, and their sockets, and their pegs, and their cords, with all their equipment, and with all their service, and you shall assign each man by name the item he is to carry.
至于米拉利的子孙，你要照着家世宗族把他们数点，从30岁直到50岁，凡前来任职在会幕里办事的，你都要数点。他们办理会幕的事，就是抬帐幕的板、栓、柱子和带卯的座，院子四围的柱子和其上带卯的座，橛子、绳子，并一切使用的器具。他们所抬的器具，你们要按名指定。
Father, we want to come to you again and say thank you.
父啊，我们再一次来到你面前，要说感谢。
And we want to say thank you together corporately.
而且我们要团体一起的来说感谢。
And we want to say that worthy is the Lamb.
我们要说羔羊是配。
Worthy to receive our praises.
配得啊，得着我们的赞美。
And our honors.
所有的尊贵。
Therefore, this morning we will commit the rest of the time.And into your hand while we continue to worship you.
当我们继续在这里敬拜你的时候，把下面的时间交托在你手里。
And we want to ask you to speak to us this morning.
我们现在来求你今天早上向我们说话。
As you called to Israelite in the wilderness in the past, we pray this morning you will call us again.
就像你当初在旷野里面向以色列人呼召一样。求你今天早上来呼召我们。
We pray the Holy Spirit, you enlighten our spirit to see and to hear about this calling and to respond to this calling.
我们愿意圣灵今天来光照，让我们可以听到这个呼召，而且来回应这个呼召。
We know that no human vessel can do this.
我们知道没有属人的器皿可以做这件事。
Therefore, we commit this time into the hand of our Lord.
所以我们把这个时间交在我们的主手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Last month we are here to share about the life in the wilderness.
上一个月我们在这里交通到在旷野里面的生活。
And remember that we have spoke on the three essence of this life.
在那里我们讲到这个生活里面的三方面。
And we said that we must be numbered and assembled into the army of God.
第一个我们讲到我们一定要被数点，而且被建造成为神的军队。
Because this wilderness is a great and terrible one.
因为这个旷野是大而可怕的。
And full of spiritual battles.
而且里面充满了属灵的征战。
And this journey is not meant to be for us to travel alone.
这个旅程不可能让我们个人能够单独的来进行。
This is meant to be a corporate journey.
这个旅程是一个团体的旅程。
Therefore, we must be numbered as part of a corporate body.
所以我们必须要在这个团体的身体里面都被数点。
And we must be able to go to war.
我们必须能够进入征战。
We must be a soldier in the army of God.
必须要在神的军队里面来做战士。
Especially for those who come back from out of state or out of Houston.
尤其对那些从外州回到休斯顿的人来讲。
Now, it is a reminder that wherever you are, you must be numbered.
这个来提醒我们，不管你在哪里，你也是被数点的。
We must be part of a corporate body.
我们必须成为这个团体身体的一部分。
And we must be a soldier of the army of God.
我们必须要成为神军队里面的战士。
So if you have not been numbered while you are in other places,
如果你还没有被数点，或者你不在这个地方
，And this is just a reminder, we must be numbered.
这只是一个提醒，我们必须要被数点。
The second point is that the testimony of Jesus is the center of our life.
第二点就是耶稣基督的见证是我们生活的中心。
Because the tabernacle is called the tabernacle of His testimony.
因为这个会幕是被称为见证的会幕。
And the ark is called the ark of testimony.
约柜也被称为见证的约柜。
Therefore, the center of our life must be the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们生活的中心一定要是耶稣的见证。
The life in the wilderness must be connected to the testimony of Jesus.
在旷野里面的生活一定要与耶稣的见证有关系。
If we place any other things in this center,Then we will no longer bear his testimony.
如果我们把其他的事放在生活的中心，那我们就不可能来承担这个见证。
And the third point was that we must follow the pillar of cloud.
第三点，我们讲到必须要跟随云柱的带领。
The pillar of cloud represents the presence of the Lord.
云柱代表的是神的同在。
This is what distinguishes us from the rest of the nations.
这个是把我们从万民之中分别出来的事。
We must have the presence of the Lord in our family.
必须在家庭里面要有神的同在。
We must have presence of the Lord in our gatherings.
必须在我们的聚会里面有神的同在。
The pillar of cloud also represents the leading and guidance of our Lord.
云柱也代表神的带领跟引导。
There is no other way to walk in the wilderness but by following the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
在旷野里面行走这个旅程，一定要靠着跟随云柱跟火柱的带领。
So this morning our focus will be the service in the wilderness.
所以今天早上我们的集中的重点是在于旷野里面的服事。
And concerning the service in the wilderness, it was written in two different books.
关乎在旷野里面的服事是在两本书里面讲到的。
The first one is the book of Leviticus.
第一本书是利未记。
And the second one is the book of Numbers.
第二本书就是民数记。
Two of the most difficult books in the Old Testament.
是在旧约里面最难的两本书。
I don't know whether you agree with me.
不知道你会不会同意我。
I still remember when I first time I read the book of Leviticus.
我还记得第一次我来读利未记的时候
I read the first chapters.
我就读了第一章
I said this is tough chapters.
那时候我就觉得这一章已经很难了
How can I relate this to my life today?
我怎样把这一章跟我现在的生活联系起来
And I read chapter 2.
然后我就再来读第二章
I said wasn't this the same as chapter 1?
然后我就觉得第二章跟第一章没有区别嘛
To me, it's no different.
对我来讲没有区别。
Then I read chapter 3.
然后我再读第三章。
I said, isn't this the same as chapter 1 and chapter 2?
我就说这跟第一章是一样的，跟第二章又是一样的。
It all sounds the same to me.
因为对我来讲听起来都是一样。
And it's chapter 4 and chapter 5.
然后还有第四、第五章。
They all look very difficult and very much the same.
对我来讲，他们看起来都很困难，而且都一样。
And that was the easy part.
这个还是容易的一部分。
Then you go to chapter 6, then it's even more difficult.
因为到了第六章就更难了。
But if you look on the surfaces, and this book talk about five different offerings.
如果你只是从表面上来看，这里面提到有五祭。
And talk about seven different feasts.
而且提到有七个节期
，and talk about the law governing the priesthood，
而且讲到祭司的条例
，and the law governing the holiness，
而且关于圣洁的条例
，and what's the purpose of all that？
那讲这么多，他们的意义在哪里
？Everything is written in book of Leviticus.Is point to just one thing.
所有在利未记里面记载的只是指向一件事。
Leviticus is talking about worship.
利未记讲到的就是敬拜。
That's the only thing.
这只有一件事。
Everything in Leviticus is pointing to us how to worship in spirit and in truth.
在利未记里面讲到的每一件事，只是把我们指向如何在心灵跟诚实里面敬拜。
The book of Leviticus tells us a priestly service.
利未记讲到的是祭司的侍奉。
And this service is service unto God.
这个利未人的侍奉，他们的服事是向着神的。
And this service is worship.
这个侍奉就是敬拜。
This is book of Leviticus.
这个就是利未记。
And you look at Numbers.
然后我们再来看民数记。
And in Numbers, and there is service as well.
在这里面讲到的也是服事。
But service in Numbers are different than service in Leviticus.
但是民数记里面讲到的服事跟利未记里的服事有不一样的地方。
In Numbers, the service is service unto God's people.
在民数记里面讲到的这个服事是指着向着神的子民的服事。
Just for convenience, we call this Levitical service.
那为了方便的缘故，我们称它为利未人的服事。
And so there is a priestly service unto God.
所以一方面有祭司的服事是为着神。
And there is Levitical service unto God's people.
还有利未人的服事是为着神的子民。
These two services cannot be separated.
这两个服事不能被分开。
You cannot have priestly service, but not to have Levitical service.
你不可能只有祭司的服事而没有利未人的服事。
And vice versa, you cannot have Levitical service without priestly service.
反过来也一样，你不可能有利未人的服事，却没有祭司的服事。
And the priestly service is for everyone.
这个祭司的服事是每个人的。
If you read Numbers, that they numbered the Levites twice.
如果你读民数记的话，利未人是两次被数点。
And every other tribe was numbered once.
所有其他的各族只被数点过一次。
But the tribe of Levi was numbered twice.
但是利未人被数过两次。
The first time they were numbered is from 1 month old and upward.
第一次利未人的数点是从一个月大以外开始数。
So this includes almost everyone.
所以这个就包括所有的人。
From 1 month old and upward, you are numbered.As part of the first numbering.
所以从一个月以外所数点的就是我们每个人所被数点的。
So you are numbered to be a priest.
每个人我们被数点是为着做祭司。
Therefore, every one of us today is a priest.
所以今天我们每个人都是祭司。
So priestly service is our service.
所以祭司的服事也是我们每个人的服事。
The calling in the Leviticus is a calling for us.
所以对着利未人的服事也是对着我们的呼召。
And there are the second numbering.
然后还有第二次的数点。
This time, the numbering is different from 30 years old to 50 years old.
这一次的数点不一样，是从30岁数到50岁。
This numbering is for Levitical service.
那这个数点是为了利未人的服事。
Brother and sister, concerning priestly service, there is no division of labors.
弟兄姐妹们，讲到祭司的服事，这里面服事里面没有分别。
Every priest is the same.
每一个祭司都是同样的服事。
And every priest is equal.
每一个祭司都是同等的。
Therefore, how do they decide who to go in to burn incense?
所以他们怎么样来决定谁进到殿里面烧香呢
？The cast lot.
他们那时候就撤迁。
Who was chosen by lot will weigh in to burn incense.
那如果你撤迁被抽中的话，就进到殿里面烧香。
There was no division of labors.
在那个里面，他们的服事没有区别。
Everyone is qualified to serve.
每一个人都已经合格可以。做这个服事。
But in Levitical services, there was a clean division of labor.
但是在利未人的服事里面有非常明确的分工。
is based on the three sons of Levi.
这个里面的分工是根据利未的三个后代。
There's Kohath, there's Gershon, there's Merari.
这里面有歌侠，有格顺，有以法利。
They all have different assignments.
他们每一个人都有不同的分工。
In order to take Levitical services, we must have priestly service first.
但是为了有利未人的服事，我们先要有祭司的服事。
So therefore, this morning let's consider first the priestly service.
所以今天早上我们先来看这个祭司的服事。
This is a service unto God.
这个是向着神的服事。
And this is service that belong to every one of us.
这个是属于我们每个人的服事。
And priestly service is worship.
这个祭司的服事就是敬拜。
And we said that, you know, the entire book of Leviticus is about worship and worshippers.
那我们刚才讲到，整本利未记讲到的就是敬拜和敬拜者。
And is this for this reason, God have called Israelite out of Egypt?
就为了这个缘故，神把以色列人从埃及带出来。
After they were out of Egypt, in the first chapter, verse 1, then the Lord called to Moses.
在他们出埃及之后的第一章，耶和华就对着摩西讲话。
The Lord called his people to be a worshipper.
那个时候，耶和华就来呼召他的子民来做敬拜的人。
So the first five offerings written in the book of Leviticus tells us the ground for our worship.
所以在利未记先提到的这五个祭就是。讲到我们敬拜的基础。
And we are sinners. You know, there is no way for sinner to worship God on our own grounds.
因为我们都是罪人，所以我们罪人不可能靠着自己来敬拜神，来服侍神。
How can we as a sinner can worship God in spirit and in truth?
作为罪人，我们怎么可能在心灵跟诚实里面敬拜神呢？
We have a guilty conscience.
因为我们有这个负罪的良心。
And a person have a guilty conscience, how can this person worship God in spirit and in truth?
如果一个人良心有亏欠，他怎么能够再在心灵跟诚实里面来敬拜神？
But we see that Christ is that burnt offering.
但我们看到基督就是那个燔祭。
Christ is that perfect sacrifice.
他就是那个完全的祭牲。
And Christ has purified our conscience that we may worship God.
那基督就成为这个祭牲，来清除我们良心的亏欠，使我们可以敬拜神。
So this burnt offering is the ground for our worship.
所以这个燔祭就是我们能够敬拜的一个根基。
Oftentimes we understand ourselves we are not perfect.
很多时候我们了解到自己都不完全。
And we are ashamed to come before our Lord.
而且我们心里面有亏欠羞耻来到神面前。
But this grain offering tells us there's one that is perfect.
但是平安祭告诉我们素祭告诉我们有一个人他是完全的。
There is one who has no sins.
这里面有一个他是没有罪的。
And he is the grain of, is the grain of wheat.
他就是那一粒麦子。
And every area of his life is holy.
因为在他的生命里面每一个方面都是圣洁的。
And he was ground into fine powders.
而且他是被磨成细面。
And he was made into a cake.
然后他就被做成面饼。
And become the food that satisfied the fathers.
成为一个让父神得满足的食物。
And he became the food that satisfied us.
而且成为使我们得满足的食物。
Even we are not perfect.
虽然我们不完全。
But when we see the grain offering, we know Christ is perfect.
但我们看到素祭的时候知道基督他是完全的。
Sometimes we have no peace.
有的时候我们里面没有平安。
We have no peace with God.
我们与神之间没有平安。
We have no peace with one another.
我们彼此之间没有平安。
How can we come to worship God when we have no peace in our heart?
如果我们心里连平安都没有，怎么能够来敬拜神？
When we see the peace offering,
如果我们看到平安祭
的话， We understand God is our peace.
我们就知道原来神就成为我们的平安。
I have no peace in my heart, but Christ is my peace.
我虽然没有平安，但是基督 成了我的平安。
I have no peace with my brother, but Christ is the peace between me and my brother.
虽然我与弟兄之间没有平安，但是基督成为我与弟兄之间的平安。
Therefore, when I see the peace offering that became the ground for me to worship.
所以当我看到这个平安祭的话，这又成为我可以敬拜的根基。
An enemy often point to my sins.
经常仇敌指出我的罪。
Then he would tell me, how can you worship God? You are a sinner.
他经常这么说，你是一个罪人，你怎么能够来敬拜神？
But when I see the sin offering, I was reminded that Christ who knows no sin is made sin.
但是我看到赎罪祭的时候，已经知道神使那个无罪的替我成为罪。
Even I have sinned, but Christ bore our sin in his body so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
虽然我是罪人，但是基督已经亲身担当了我的罪，使我可以在罪上死，可以在义上能够活。
Sometimes we have a guilty heart.
有的时候我们良心有亏欠。
But Christ died for us.
但是基督已经为我们死。
Once and for all.
一次就永远。
And he will cleanse us from our past sin, but also cleanse us from daily sin.
他不光已经除去了我们以往的罪，而且我们每天的罪，他都已经为我们解决。
If we walk in light, have fellowship with one another, the blood of the Lamb cleanses us every single day.
如果我们在光中行，而且彼此相交的话，每一天。耶稣的血都洗净我们的不义。
So these five offering is the base for our worship.
所以这五祭就是我们敬拜的根基。
Without this offering, how can we even come before the fathers?
如果没有这五祭，我们怎么可能来到父神面前？
Then those feasts, festival, speak one thing. They tell us that the worship is a corporate one.
然后这七个节期告诉我们，我们的敬拜是一个团体的。
And on this feast, they worship together corporately.
因为在这些节期里面，他们是团体的一起敬拜。
But if you look at those scriptures in detail, you will uncover one very special thing.
如果你真的是仔细来看这些章节的话，一定会发现一件事。
The corporate worship starts in home.
这些团体的聚集，每一次都是先从个人家里开始。
During the sunset.Of January 14, they start the Passover in their home.
在正月十四日的时候，在日落的时候，他们已经从家里开始来过逾越节。
So a corporate worship begins in our homes.
所以这个团体的敬拜是从家里开始。
Then the next day, they had holy convocations.
然后第二天他们就有圣会。
Then they have five more days of celebration.At home.
然后他们有五天的时间是在家里面来庆祝。
Then the last day, they had holy convocations.
最后一天他们又有盛会。
So corporate worship really starts in our homes.
所以这个团体的敬拜是先从家里开始。
And brothers and sisters, we fall short of this point today.
弟兄姐妹们，在这一点上，我们今天都亏欠。
When we think about corporate worship, we mean worship on Lord's Day.
我们讲到这个团体的敬拜是讲到主日。
It is true. On Lord's Day, we have a corporate worship.
没错，在主日我们是有这样一个团体的敬拜。
But corporate worship really should start in our homes.
但是这个敬拜应该是先从家里开始。
If we do not have corporate worship at our homes, then we will not be able to experience the fullness when we do have holy convocations.
如果我们在家里没有这样团体的敬拜，那如果在聚会之中的话，我们不可能来享受这个圣会的丰盛。
So just consider this and let Holy Spirit to speak to all of us. And how should we have a worship in our homes.
所以让我们来思想怎样可以在家里有一个团体的敬拜。
The worship, this word, worship, means he is worthy.
敬拜这个字它的意思是他是配。
When we worship God, we are a testimony that said that God is worthy.
如果我们敬拜的话，我们就在见证一件事，他是配。
So when we see in Revelation, you know, we see 24 elders, we see four living creatures, we see thousands of thousands of angels, they testify one thing, the Lamb is worthy.
所以在启示录我们看到有24长老，有四活物，有千千万万的天使，他们在那里敬拜，就是见证一件事，他是配。
So when we read the Leviticus,If you see the preparation done by Aaron and sons of Aaron, you will be amazed.
所以当我们来读利未记的时候，看到亚伦和他的子孙是怎么来预备这些节期，我们就非常的惊奇。
And the Bible says they have to take the garments, the anointing oil, the bowl, the two rams, the basket of unleavened bread.
然后那里面讲到他们要预备有圣衣，有高油，有公牛，有两只公绵羊，还有一筐的无酵饼。
And the Bible say their garments.
然后那个圣经里面就专门提到他们的圣衣。
It's not a garment.
不是说一件圣衣。
The garment was there prepared already.
因为圣衣已经预备好了。
The Bible say the bowl, not a bowl.
在圣经里面提到的是复数的圣衣，不是。
是特定的
哦，是特定的圣衣，是那一件。
That means all those things mentioned have been prepared already.
或者说刚才提到的这些已经被预备好了。
And there is a tunic, the robe, the ephod, the breastpiece, the turban, and the golden plate.
所以那里面有内袍，有腰带，有外袍，有以弗德，有胸牌，有冠冕，还有金牌。
All this has been prepared beforehand.
在这一切开始之前已经被预备好了。
After all that has been prepared, then Aaron and sons of Aaron were again prepared for 7 days.
当这些已经预备好之后，亚伦和他的儿子们还要再预备7天。
Before they can even offer a sacrifice.
在他们能够开始献祭之前。
On the 8th day when they did offer a sacrifice.
第八天他们开始献祭。
And we saw the fire came out from the Lord consume the sacrifice.
那个时候看到有火从耶和华面前出来，在那里烧尽了这些祭物。
Those preparation, those 7 days of preparation speaks of one thing, that God is worthy.
所以这七天的预备也是来讲一件事，就是神他是配。
In the New Testament, when Zechariah came before all the priests in the morning.
在新约里面提到撒加利亚，他跟其他祭司一起在早上来到神面前。
To cast the lot.
在那个时候他们就在那里撤迁。
If they were chosen, they would go in to burn incense.
如果他们被选中的话，就进去烧香。
And it is possible that you can be there every single day, but not ever be chosen for your lifetime.
有可能你天天都在那里等候来撤迁，但是一生都不会被选上。
But you still go every single day.
但是每天你都去。
On the day when Zechariah was chosen, he was an old man.
那一天当撒加利亚被选中的时候，他已经非常年老了。
And he has never been chosen before.
在这之前他没有被选中过。
But on that day he was chosen.
但是那一天他被选中了。
Then he went in to burn incense.
然后他就进到殿里面去烧香。
This is a lifetime of waiting before the Lord.
这个是因为他在神面前已经有一生的等候。
Because the Lamb is worthy.
因为羔羊是配。
Brothers and sisters, Zechariah sits together with us this morning.
弟兄姐妹们，如果撒加利亚今天跟我们坐在这里。
Will we be ashamed of our preparation before the Lord's table?
我们会不会因为我们在饼杯之前的预备而羞耻呢？
If Aaron and sons of Aaron sit with us this morning,
如果亚伦和他的子孙们今天跟我们坐在这里，
After knowing they prepare 7 days before offering,
我们已经知道他们在献祭之前有七天的预备，
Will we be ashamed of our preparation before the Lord's table?
我们会不会因着我们在主的饼杯面前的预备而羞耻呢？
So as we read the book of Leviticus,
所以当我们来读利未记的时候，
every scripture, every story, every law is telling us God is worthy.
每一个章每一节每一个里面的条例都讲一件事，就是神他是配。
Brother and sister, we are all priests today.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天都是祭司。
We are all numbered to be a priest.
我们都已经被数点来做祭司。
Just like God calling them to worship today, God is calling us to be a worshiper as well.
所以今天神不光来呼召我们来敬拜，而且让我们成为敬拜的人。
And there is a practical way that we can be a worshipper together.
有一个能够使我们团体的成为敬拜的人。
This is the Lord's table on the first day of the week.
就是每一周的头一日，主日的饼杯聚会。
We have the bread before us.
在我们面前摆设的是饼和杯。
That's the ground for our worship.
这个就是我们能够敬拜的基础。
And we assemble together as a body of Christ.
而且我们聚集在这里成为基督的身体。
To worship corporately.
是在这里团体的敬拜。
This is God's will in eternity past.
这个是神在永远的之前就已经定好的心意。
There is no more important meeting than this time around Lord's table.
没有比在神的桌子面前更重要的聚集了。
So may the Lord will use Leviticus to speak to our heart.
所以愿意神用利未记对着我们的心说话。
So may our preparation before Lord's table is worthy of Him.
所以愿意我们在饼杯之前的预备来见证他是配。
But not to forget, this corporate worship really starts in our homes.
但我们不要忘记，这个团体的敬拜是从家里开始。
The preparation of this worship really should start in our homes.
这个团体敬拜的预备应该是从家里开始。
Now let's move to Numbers. Here we see the Levitical service.
让我们再来看民数记，这里面讲到是利未人的服事。
The Levitical service are divided into three groups.
利未人的服事分成三个组别。
The first one, the first group given to sons of Kohath.
第一组的服事给的是哥辖的子孙。
So what their duty were, taking care of ark, the table of the bread, and lampstand, the altars.
所以哥辖跟他的后代，他们的服事是来照。照管约柜，还有陈设饼的桌子，还有灯台，还有金坛。
All this article has a relationship with God's presence.
所有这些器具都与神的同在有关系。
And the ark is ark of His presence.
因为约柜是他同在的约柜。
So when they were defeated by Philistines.The elders suggested to bring forth the ark into the battlefield.
所以当时他们被腓力斯人打败之后，这些长老们就说把约柜带到阵前来。
Because the ark of covenant represents God's presence with them.
因为这个见证同见证的柜就代表神的同在。
The bread is called the bread of His presence.
这个饼是称为陈设饼。就是他同在的饼。
And in Revelation, we see the Son of Man walking among the golden lampstands.
而且在启示录，我们看到人子是在金灯台之间行走。
And this altar is a way for us to come into the presence of the Lord.
而且这个坛也是让我们可以进入到神的同在里面。
So all these articlespoint to the presence of the Lord.
所以每一样器具都代表神的同在。
So this assignment given to sons of Kohath is to bring the presence of the Lord to God's people.
所以给格顺这一族，他们的服事是把神的同在带进来。
Brothers and sisters, when we serve in the house of God, we need to know the meaning of these services.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们在神的家服侍的话，我们要了解这服侍后面它的意义是什么。
Maybe you are ushering this morning.
也许今天早上你是做招待的。
Do you know ushering is part of the services which bring God's presence to His people?
当你今天早上招待的时候，你有没有想到你的服侍是把神的同在带给这些人？
When you open the meeting with some encouragement,
如果你是领会开始跟大家交通的
，When you're doing playing a music,
或者你是司琴的
，When you're helping us with audio systems,
或者你是在后面管这些音响器材的
，Do you realize that you are working to bring God's presence to God's people?
你有没有想到，原来你的服事是把神的同在带到神的子民中间
？We're not doing a things. We're not just working on a things. We are working to bring God's presence to His people.
我们不是在这里忙乱一些事物上的东西，我们在这里是把神的同在带进来。
And also we knew that it's impossible for a human being to bring God's presence to God's people.
而且我们知道，作为人，我们不可能自己能够把神的同在带到神的子民中间。
Therefore, we always come together to pray.
所以我们一定要先在一起有祷告。
To recognize if we are unable to do this.
来承认我们自己是不能。
We cannot bring God's presence to God's people.
我们不可能把神的同在带给神的子民。
But we want God to use our services.
但是我们又要神来使用我们的服
事。Use our ushering.
用我们的招待
Use our audio system management
用我们在音响上面的服事
Use our words of encouragement
用我们对弟兄姐妹鼓励的话
Use our music services
用我们司琴的这些音乐上的服事
To bring his presence to his people
来把神的同在带到他的子民里面
Brother and sister, many times when we serve, there is a reason behind it.
弟兄姐妹们，每一次我们服侍后面是有原因的。
We serve because we want to bring God's presence to the God's people.
我们这样服侍是为了把神的同在带到神的子民中间。
So this is sons of Kohath.
所以这是哥辖和他的儿子们。
Then there is sons of Gershon.
然后还有格顺和他的儿子们。
And these are their duties.
这些是他们的职责。
They handle the curtains of the tabernacle.
他们
the covering, the screen for the doorway of the tabernacle, the hanging of the court, the screen for the doorway of the gate of the court.
他们在那里所服侍的要照管的就是幔子，还有会幕，还有会幕的盖，还有会幕的门帘，还有院子的围子和门帘。
In other words, they handle all the fabrics.
或者说，他们来照管所有这些织成的物。
If you study carefully, there's one thing in common in all the fabrics found in tabernacle.
如果你仔细看的话，在会幕里面找到每一样织成的东西，它里面都有一个共同点。
All these are made of fine linen.
所有这些都是用细麻布做成的。
If you went into tabernacle, all you see is fine linen.
如果你进到会幕里面，满眼看到的都是细麻的东西。
When you are given a robe in those times, very likely the robe is made of fine linen.
如果你得着一件衣物的话，很可能这件衣物就是细麻布所做的。
And this, when you are given a robe of fine linen.It symbolizes grace.
如果你得着一件细麻布的衣，那代表你得着了恩典。
Just like the father clothes his prodigal son with a robe of fine linen, it's a symbol of grace.
就像那个父亲慈父把细麻布的衣服穿在浪子的身上，这代表是恩典。
This is.The service of sons of Gershon.
这个是格顺跟他的儿子们的侍奉。
It's service of grace.
他们的服侍是服侍恩典。
Bring grace of God to God's people.
或者说他们要把恩典带到神的子民。
So how do we bring grace of God to God's people?
那我们怎么把恩典带到神的子民中间？
We do this by sharing our experience.
我们可以把我们的生活的经历来跟大家交通。
By sharing the grace that has been bestowed upon us.
来把神的恩典在我身上的故事讲出来。
We do this by fellowshipping with one another.
我们彼此交通的时候就来分享恩典。
This is service of grace.
这个就是恩典的服事。
If a brother is hungry,
如果一个弟兄他饥饿的话，
you give him something to eat,
你就给他吃。
This is a service of grace.
这个就是恩典的服事。
If a brother is thirsty, you give him something to drink.
如果一个弟兄渴的话，你给他喝。
If a brother has no place to stay, you invite him in.
如果一个弟兄他无处可去的话，你就邀请他到你家里。
If someone is naked, you clothe him.
如果有人赤身露体的话，你给他穿。
If a brother is ill or in jail, you visit him.
如果有人在病里、在监里的话，你就去看望他。
This is service of grace.
这个就是恩典的服事。
Brothers and sisters, we.Can serve in this way to bring grace of God to God's people.
弟兄姐妹们，我们自己也是不能靠着自己把恩典服侍给神的子民。
When the father clothed his son with that robe, his heart was full of love.
当这个父亲把袍子穿在浪子身上的时候，他心里充满的是爱。
And this service.It's a service of love.
所以这个服事是从爱里出来的服事。
God told us, He gave us a new commandment.
而且神他给我们赐给我们一条新命令。
That we shall love one another.
就是让我们彼此相爱。
Even as He loved us.
他怎样来爱我们？
Therefore, in the house of God, we shall learn how to love one another.
所以在神的家里面，我们也要学习怎样来彼此相爱。
If a brother or a sister hasn't come to the meeting for some time,
如果有一个弟兄或者姐妹已经有一段时间不来聚会了，
and if Holy Spirit reminds you of this brother or sisters,
如果圣灵已经提醒你为着这个弟兄或者姐妹，
and then you reach out to him or to her, this is service of Gershon.
如果你向他伸出手与他交通的话，这就是格顺的服事。
If a brother or a sister has a difficulty in his or her life,
如果有一个弟兄或者姐妹在生活里面遇到困难的话，
and you spend some time fellowshipping with him or her, this is service of Gershon.
你就花一些时间与这个弟兄或者姐妹有交通，这个是格顺的服事。
Even a very small things, you open the door for a brother or a sister. This is service of Gershon.
如果你借着很小的服事，但是为着弟兄或者姐妹开一道门的话，这就是格顺的服事。
Because open the door, show your love to this brother and sisters.
因为你把你的门打开的时候，已经把你的爱向这个弟兄或者姐妹显出。
Sometimes even a shaking our brother's hand is a service of Gershon.
有的时候甚至只是与弟兄姐妹来握一下手，就是格顺的服事。
If this shaking of hand share the love of Christ.With this person.
如果你的握手是把神的爱与这个弟兄来分享的话，
This is service of Gershon.
这就是格顺的服事。
Brother and sister, there is many opportunity for us to serve like this Gershon.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人都有很多的机会可以像格顺这样来服事。
Let's take this opportunity.
让我们来抓住这些机会。
Whenever there's opportunity, let's encourage one another.
每一次有机会的时候，我们也彼此鼓励。
This is second type of services in Levitical services.
所以在立位人的服事里面，这是第二方面。
And the third son is Merari.
第三个儿子，他的名字叫米拉利。
And Merari handles the boards, the bars, pillars, sockets.The pillars around the court and their sockets and their pegs and their cords.
那米拉利的子孙，他们所要照管的就是帐幕的板、栓、柱子、带卯的座，还有院子四围的柱子，还有其上带卯的座，还有橛子、绳子，还有其他一切的器具。
Basically, it is the boards and the pillars and things used to connect boards and pillars.
或者简单的讲，就是板和柱，还有把这些板柱连在一起的器具。
The tabernacle is made of boards.
这个会幕是用板来组成的。
But there are some pillars in tabernacle.
但是在会幕里面也有柱子。
So what are the boards and pillars stand for?
那这些板跟柱子代表什么呢？
The boards and the pillars in the tent represent truth.
在会幕里面的板跟柱子代表的是真理。
In 1 Timothy, Paul said the church is the pillar and the support of truth.
在提摩太前书里面，保罗说过，这真理的柱石和根基就是永生神的教会。
The pillar is a symbol of truth.
因为柱子代表的就是真理。
And the service of Merari is service of truth.
所以米拉利的侍奉是真理上的侍奉。
And the sons of Merari brought truth to God's people.
所以米拉利的子孙，他们的服事把真理带到神的子民中间。
Brothers and sisters, when we gather every Friday night,
弟兄姐妹们，每个周五如果我们聚会的话
，Then we study the books.
我们在这里来读圣经。
If during that time you share something from the words,
如果那个时候你根据神的话有一些交通
，encourage your brothers and sisters.
来鼓励了你的弟兄和姐妹的话
，This is service of Merari.
这就是米拉利的侍奉。
You bring truth to God's people.
因为你把真理带到神的子民中间。
Maybe you gather with them on Saturday morning.
也许在周六晨更的时候，你跟弟兄姐妹们聚集。
And you share some burden with sins.
然后你把心里的负担跟大家交通。
This is service of truth.
这是真理的侍奉。
Maybe you teach children Sunday school.
也许你是在主日学教孩子的。
This is service of truth.
这就是真理的侍奉。
Maybe you work with young people.
也许你是与年轻人一同。
Maybe you preach gospel to gospel friends.
也许你向福音朋友来传福音。
This is service of Merari.
这都是米拉利的侍奉。
Service of truth.
这都是真理的服事。
There are many, many opportunities for us to do the services.
所以也有许多的机会让我们成就这样的服事。
The service of Merari require patience.
对于米拉利来讲，这样的服事需要的是忍耐。
And sometimes we don't see immediate results.
因为很多时候我们看不到马上的结果。
Maybe you have been teaching children for some times.
也许你已经教孩子教了一段的时间。
Some of us have been teaching children for 10 years, 20 years.
因为在我们中间有人在主日学教孩子已经十年甚至二十年。
And sometimes you don't see immediate results.
有的时候你没有看到马上的结果。
They look this week just the same as last week.
这一周的这些孩子们来跟上一周还是一样。
They were bad last week, they were bad this week as well.
上一周他们这么的讨厌
淘气。
淘气，对不起。对不起。
So,
孩子们这么淘气，这一周还这么淘气。
So as a teacher, you become a difficult things.
然后这就成为你做老师的一个困难了。
But this service requires patience.
但是这个侍奉需要的是忍耐。
Because the board didn't become a board in single day.
因为这个板不是一天成为板。
This pillar.Didn't become a pillar in a single day.
这个柱子也不是一天就成为柱子了。
It take years and years.
是年复一年。
Therefore, for those who serve in this service of truth, we need patience.
所以如果有人在真理里面有这样的服事，我们需要有忍耐。
Sometimes you preach gospel to gospel friend for years, he has no interest.
有的时候你向着一个朋友传福音已经几年了，他一点兴趣都没有。
This is service of truth.
但你要记得，这是真理的服事。
And this service requires patience.
这个服事需要我们有忍耐。
Therefore, we need to see what we are doing.
所以我们应该知道我们到底在做什么。
If you teach the children without understanding, you are doing the service of Merari, you will be frustrated.
如果你在这里教主日学，你是在做米拉利的服侍，但你却没有忍耐，一定会啊非常让你有挫折。
You know, we involve in many different ways.
所以我们可以在各方面都来经历。
But sometimes we just do the work.
有的时候我们只是来做这些事而已。
We fail to see the significance of our work.
有的时候我们甚至看不到这样的工作后面有什么意义。
Maybe you're directing the traffic and the parking.
也许你是在停车场那里来指挥交通的。
This is a service of Kohath.
如果你这样做的话，你的服侍是哥辖的服侍。
Because if brother and sister can find a proper parking.They can come into the meeting place early and have that peace and rest in their hearts. They will see God's presence.
如果有人可以来到停车场，很快因着你找到一个位置，然后他们可以带着平安、带着安稳来到聚会里面，可以来看到神的荣耀。
Doesn't matter what we do in house of God.
不管我们在神的家做哪样的服事
，we either bring presence of the Lord to God's people, or we bring grace.To God's people, or we're being truth to God's people.
我们或者是把神的同在带到神的子民中间，或者是把神的恩典带到神的子民中间，或者是把真理带到神的子民中间。
We're all Levites.
我们都是利未人。
We must do the work of Kohath, Gershon, and Merari.
我们必须来行使歌侠、格顺跟米拉利的侍奉。
And we should never underestimate the importance of Levitical service.
我们绝对不能轻看。利未人他们的服事。
When we do this work, even we do the ushering, it's not just ushering.
当我们这样来行的时候，当我们招待，就不光光是招待而已了。
It is to bring the presence of Lord to God's people.
是把神的同在带到这个聚会里面。
Even if we participate.We serve in the love feasts in the kitchens.
如果我们是在厨房里面为着爱宴服侍的话
，It is not just preparing food.
不光只是预备食物而已。
It's to bring grace of God to God's people.
是把神的恩典带给神的子民。
If we have little words, a little sharing in the meeting, no matter how insignificant we see.
如果我们在聚会里面能够有一个小小的交通，虽然我们觉得没有大的交通
，It is to bring truth to God's people.
但我们也是把真理带到神的子民中间。
So how can we be faithful in Levitical service and in priestly service?
那我们如何在利未人的侍奉，还有在祭司的侍奉里面忠心呢
？How can we put this in practice?
我们怎样把它运用到我们的生活里面呢
？And this is the central part of the book of Leviticus.
所以这个就是利未记它的中心。
And this is the most difficult part that when we read the Leviticus.
这也是我们读利未记里面最困难的一点。
It's this whole area of law of holiness.
就是关乎圣洁的条例。
This has something to do with service.
因为这个圣洁的条例就是关乎怎么样服事。
Because the psalmist said in Psalm 29,
因为诗人在诗篇二十九篇这么讲
，He said, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to His name, then worship the Lord in holy array."
那里说要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，比圣洁的装饰用圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
In order for us to be a worshipper.We need to worship in holy array.
如果我们要成为敬拜的人来敬拜的话，必须要在圣洁的装饰里面。
All the preparation of Aaron and sons of Aaron, all the law about priesthood is about holiness.
所有亚伦和他的子孙的预备，所有关乎祭司的服事，所有这一切都是讲到以圣洁为装饰。
Chapter after chapter in Leviticus is about holiness.
一章一章都在利未记里面讲到关乎圣洁。
Without holiness, we cannot be a worshipper.
如果没有圣洁，我们不可能成为敬拜的人。
And today we have a wrong perception about holiness.
今天我们对于圣洁有一些不太对的观念。
Oftentimes we think about holiness, we think about righteousness.
经常我们想到圣洁的时候，以为就是公义。
Holiness and righteousness are two different matters.
其实圣洁跟公义两个是不一样的事物。
Let me give you examples.
让我给你一个例子。
In Old Testament, Lot was righteous.
在旧约里面，罗德是被称为义人。
God said Lot was righteous.
因为神说罗德是义人。
But Lot was not holy.
但是罗德却不圣洁。
You can be righteous, but not holy.
你可能是一个义人，但却不圣洁。
Lot has not done anything wrong.
罗德并没有做错的事。
But he did not separate himself from the city of Sodom.
但是他却没有把自己从索多玛这个城市里面分离出来。
Holiness is a matter of separations.
圣洁关乎的是分别。
Now you see the differences.
现在你看到其中的不一样。
God is not here after righteousness.
神在这里要寻找的不是公义。
Because the blood of the Lamb has resolved the issue of righteousness.
因为羔羊的血已经解决了关乎公义的这件事。
The five offering has resolved the issue of righteousness.
这五个祭已经解决了关乎公义的事。
When we are clothed with the robe, we have the robe of righteousness.
当我们披上圣衣的时候，我们已经披上了公义。
Christ is our righteousness.
基督就是我们的义。
Therefore, as a worshipper, righteousness is not our issue anymore.
所以对于我们敬拜的人来讲，公义已经不是一个问题。
It was dealt with on the cross.On the Calvary,
在十字架在加略山上已经被解决了。
But today our problem is holiness.
但今天我们的问题是圣洁。
Do we have holiness?
我们里面有没有圣洁？
Have we been separated from this world?
我们有没有被从世界分别出来？
Have we been separated from our own flesh?
我们有没有被从自己的肉体里面分别出来？
You know, in the end of the Numbers, there was a very sad story.
在民数记最后的时候，有一个很悲哀的故事。
It's about sons of Reuben and sons of Gad.
那里面讲到流便跟加德的子孙。
They had plenty of livestock.
他们有许多的牲畜。
And they saw the plain of Moab, and they loved the place.
他们看到摩押的平原就非常爱那个地方。
Because the plain of Moab was suitable for livestock.
因为摩押的平原对他们牲畜来讲是非常适合的。
Then they told Moses, we're not going.
然后他们就告诉摩西说，我们不愿意再往前了。
Don't cause us to cross the Jordan.
不要带我们过约旦河。
This is our home.
这就是我们的家。
Moab, the plain of Moab.Was good enough for us.
因为摩押的平原对我们来讲已经足够美好。
They have not done anything unrighteous.
他们并没有做不公义的事。
But they have done something which was unholy.
但他们做的事情却不圣洁。
Because their heart was not separated from their livestock.
因为他们的心没有被从牲畜这件事上被分离出来。
On the outward expression, the testimony is the center of their life.
在外面来讲，似乎他们的生活里面还是以见证为中心。
But inside, in practice, there's something else in their heart.
但是在实际上面，在他们的生活里面，却有其他的事情成为他们的中心。
Their livestock.
就是他们的牲畜。
So livestock and testimony of Jesus is mixed together.
所以这个牲畜跟基督的见证被混在一起。
This is unholy.
这是不圣洁的。
If we want to be a worshipper, we need to worship in holy array.
如果我们要成为敬拜的人，需要以圣洁为装饰。
We need to separate the livestock from the testimony of Jesus.
我们需要把牲畜从耶稣的见证里面分别出去。
We must be holy to serve God because God is holy.
我们必须以圣洁来服侍神，因为神是圣洁的。
Brothers and sisters, worship is always about holiness. It's not about righteousness.
弟兄姐妹们，敬拜总是关乎圣洁，不是关乎公义。
We can always turn to the blood of the Lamb to be righteous.
我们总会来转向耶稣的血来得着公义。
But how can we be holy?
但我们怎么圣洁呢？
We have a way. God has a way for us to be righteous. But how can we be holy?
神已经为我们预备一条路，让我们成为公义。但我们怎样成为圣洁呢？
There's one way.
有一条路。
Romans 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans 12 verse 1 is the way to be holy.
罗马书第十二章第一节就是成为圣洁的一条路。
Romans 12 verse 1 is the only way to be holy.
而且罗马书十二章一节是唯一一条成为圣洁的路。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
We have no ability to let the livestock out of our life.
我们自己没有能力把牲畜从我们的生活里面赶出去。
Only God can do those things.
只有神能做这件事。
But you have to give permission to God.
但你一定要给神一个允许。
You have to agree to it.
你必须与神同意。
And that is consecration.
这就是奉献。
Will you agree?
如果你同意的话。
Will you agree to consecrate yourself?
如果你同意把自己献上的话。
And God will deal with your livestock.
然后神会来处理你的牲畜。
God will deal with the holiness issues.
神会来解决这圣洁的事。
But you have to agree.
但你必须要同意。
I have to agree.
我一定要同意。
And that is offer yourself a living sacrifice.
就是把自己的身体献上作为活祭。
This is the way to be holy.
这就是你怎样成为圣洁。
This is the way to become a worshipper.
这就是怎样成为一个敬拜的人。
This is the way we can have the priestly service and also Levitical service.
这就是我们怎样可以来进祭司的服侍，还有利未人的服侍。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can again come to your words.
父啊，我们感谢你。今天早上，我们又可以来到你话语的面前。
And we will pray at this time that you will use this word and speak in our heart.
我们求你使用这些话语，对着我们的心来讲。
As you call people of Israel in the Old Testament time, we pray this morning you will call us to be a worshipper.
就像你在旧约如何来呼召了以色列人，求你今天也呼召我们来做敬拜的人。
Not only we worship you as individual, we will worship you corporately.
不光我们个人成为敬拜的人，我们团体来敬拜你。
We will pray that Holy Spirit would encourage us to even have this corporate worship in our homes.
而且我们求圣灵来帮助我们，让我们在家里面就有着团体的敬拜。
So that the whole family can worship together.
所以我们全家可以一同来敬拜。
We pray that you allow us to see that we need to worship you in holy array.
而且我们求你开我们的眼，看到需要在圣洁的装饰里面来服侍。
We are unable to be holy.
因为我们自己不可能成为圣洁。
Therefore, this morning, we need to give ourselves again to you.
所以今天早上，我们需要把自己再来献给你。
So that you can make us a living sacrifice.
你可以使我们成为活祭。
And we can do the work you call us to do.
我们可以来行使你让我们所行使的工作。
To bring your presence to your people.
把你的同在带到你的子民里面。
To bring your grace to your people.
把你的恩典带到子民中间。
To bring your truth to your people.
把真理带到子民中间。
Pray that this morning, Holy Spirit will raise us up.
愿意今天我们祷告可以让圣灵来激励我们
to respond to this calling of a worshipper.
让我们对着成为敬拜者的呼召有回应
the calling to be holy.
让我们对着成为圣洁这个呼召有回应
close us with the righteous robe.
愿你用公义为袍给我们穿上
so that we can be that testimony on earth.
所以我们可以在这地上成为那见证
And testify the land is worthy.
来见证羔羊是配。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.